in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Anyway, so Jimmy Savile, like, what was his,
Jimmy,
like,
Savile,
thing?
Jimmy Savile. I feel like saying it's Savile is a little too, I was going to say exotic, but then I realized that was maybe borderline offensive to say exotic. But it sounds a little like Savile, too,
that's how it is.
Yeah, no, it's Savile.
That's how it's spelled.
Like the brand.
What's the brand of what?
I actually don't know. So apparently the branding isn't very good, but I know the name.
Right. So what did he?
And that's worth a million bucks.
What did he? Was he like big in your time? Or?
Was he big? In my time, no. He was just like an old guy, and then he died. Yeah. But like I think my mom was like a big fan of the guy, of Jim. Yeah, Jim will do it. Jim will fix it.
Is she still?
I guess I haven't asked her in a while. So
yeah,
can
you go wake her up? Can you go wake her up and ask her real quick?
I don't know yes or no if she has a phone.
Can you get her on real quick?
I want to ask some questions. Wait, she's right over there. She's like every recording she's sitting right beside me. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Mom, are you still a fan of James Savile?
Next question.
Frog in her throat. Sounds like she got a frog in her throat.
Sorry, why are you saying there's a frog in her throat?
That's not
with the frog in your throat.
That's not my mother.
Who is it? Who are you talking about?
I have no fucking idea who that is. I've never turned around. You see me on these things. I never turn around.
Yeah, I saw you speaking when you said your mom was speaking.
You did?
Yeah.
Is this why when I go to Ventriloquist Club, everyone laughs at me?
Yeah, because they all see your mouth.
Everyone says, I was always confused because everyone's always like, you're not even trying. And I'm like,
yeah,
really desperately confused.
You're not,
and I'm
bringing
like,
a puppet to
I
it.
Hold out my puppet and I'm like, my puppet hand.
It's just your hand, yeah.
And I'm like, of course I'm trying.
Yeah, they all make fun. Yeah, it's really bad.
But like,
it's not like even like a good voice. You're not even
like,
doing a different
ventriloquism
voice.
Is like honor system, right? If you're watching a ventriloquist with a dummy, when he obviously wants the puppet mouth to speak and not himself.
Yeah.
Look at the puppet's mouth. Don't look at my mouth. It doesn't matter if my mouth is still moving, as long as it looks like the puppet is doing
the,
like, well,
yeah,
well, watch this.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Mr. Puppet. I'm... See? So that was just a
You're really
a brief...
far off with the voice, though.
Huh?
Because the hand movement wasn't really doing much.
Well,
with the voice.
Sometimes, you know, you watch a TV show with the subtitles on and the subtitles will be a little off. Maybe I could be that. Maybe I could be a ventriloquist dummy, but...
Well, it's usually because it's in a different language.
Huh?
It's usually because it's in a different language. So, like, sometimes the words are longer than, like, the words
oh,
in English.
Oh, sorry. I realize what you're saying. You mean when the words on the screen, the dialogue in the TV show aren't in English?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do that.
What do you mean you don't do that?
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I'm English, please.
Yeah, I know. You don't need to, like, harp on you not wanting to listen to foreign languages.
Yeah, I some of them sound so tinny. Some of them sound so tinny.
That's
in my,
your, that's
my
your
speakers.
Audio quality.
Huh?
That's your audio
I
quality.
I guess the English also sounds tinny as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I listen through a cup.
Why?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I'm listening through a cup.
Why, though, is what I said.
A lot of the shows I watch are espionage thrillers where there's a lot of secrets flying around. And you know how when you're spying on your wife in the hotel room
yeah.
next door and
you're always,
putting
yeah.
your a glass up to the wall to hear better?
Right.
I figure...
And it doesn't really work.
So you tried it?
I've tried it multiple times.
So
yeah.
You don't trust your wife?
My wife is constantly in hotels.
Well, she does business a lot.
She travels.
Well, she travels
that
a lot.
That she says that she travels.
You have the cup up to the wall, and you just hear her saying, "I travel."
Yeah, she says that she travels a lot
and you're
in
like,
her hotel
oh,
room.
Well, okay.
in her hotel room states away because she is traveling.
States away.
And I have to listen to make sure she's not cheating on me.
Oh, and right.
There's usually another voice in the hotel when she does that. Right. When she is traveling.
Probably the investors.
Neither of us have wives and you don't go to puppet club.
How dare you call it puppet club?
That's what you called it.
I
sorry,
I,
ventriloquist I called club. It ventriloquist I'm so sorry. Club.
You know, here's the difference. All right, brother, sorry, here's the difference, okay? Puppet club is when you go to a club and you're playing with puppets. Ventriloquist club is a little different, where you have the puppets and you're playing with them, like when you were a kid, when you were playing with the little puppets, like they're toys. And they have shit to say, my friend. They have shit to say. And sometimes it's really them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you're hearing puppets talk. And not controlled by someone else who's talking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no one else in the room, certainly.
Certainly, because we're in a library. It's just us two. And Ben. Is it still canon that Bob Buell is, like, dead on the ground still somewhere?
Bob Buell is still festering away under a table somewhere, but I would expect to see him back.
Okay, and then who else? Who else is around
still? Who else is dead?
Who else is around still?
Oh, who else is alive in the library?
No, not doesn't have to be alive, just who's around.
Oh, well, we have one guy who's a little bit of both, and it's been a while, but I just see him over there. You know who it's going to be? It's going to be quite the callback.
Hello, Eric. I'm the ghost of Tom Hanks.
Oh, that guy.
From
I remember.
Season 2 or one of the other seasons.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking tell you where he
remember
came.
My backstory? Take it away.
I don't, man. That's nothing to me. I don't even think that's a real person anymore.
My backstory is all I have. Oh no, the Ghostbusters afterlife.
Was he in the Ghostbusters?
No, he's a ghost and he saw the Ghostbusters afterlife and they just came in and Finn Wolfhard from the movie. He
Who was in
them,
the Ghostbusters? I never
off,
saw the film. Sorry? Sucked them off?
The original Ghostbusters?
Sucked them off, you said? Hmm? Yeah, the original.
The original Ghostbusters was Bill Murray, Ernie Anderson, Stephen Welts, and Baby... I want to say... I can't be right. I was going to say Baby Ray. Is that a guy? Is that a guy no. that was in Ghostbusters?
I don't think so. Baby
it does,
Ray?
It does feel right. So I'm going to go with Baby Ray.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, let me just... No, let me just Google Baby Ray just to check. Baby Ray.
Yeah.
Baby Swaddles. Oh, God.
Did you type in Baby Ray or Baby Swaddles?
No, Baby Ray I typed in the first... Yeah. Affordable handmade swaddles for you and your little one.
I think that'd be fun to put you in. And I could just sort of keep you company and keep you protected.
Wait, so you knew what a swaddle was?
Yeah.
Because I guess I didn't.
You've never had a baby, have you? You've never been around a baby.
Listen, my wife alleges that baby is mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you've been in the hotel rooms where she is consummating your marriage with other people.
Yeah, I've been in the hotel rooms where she's been consummating the marriage. Yeah. Consummating my
with
marriage.
With others. Yeah.
I storm in the hotel room. I'm like, why did you leave the door open? You're consummating my marriage with another man. You can't see why that's kind of fucked up for me to hear?
Yeah.
Through the wall?
Yeah.
With a glass?
With a glass.
And she's like, so you're spying on me? And I'm like, oh, so you're American then? Let's read a book,
what do you
man.
Mean?
I'm what serious. Let's read a book, a really fucking long book in three distinct parts.
Yeah, this is the finale and this is what we're doing for the intro.
Remember season 2? I was like, oh, we could do a murder mystery.
Yeah. And now this is nothing.
In my defense, that was bad. So we shouldn't be doing that again.
That was like, no, that was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Huh? No, I guess I just mean like why did I decide we should do that?
I thought it was a good idea. I wanted to kill someone off and we decided it was Bob.
Yeah, we should kill him off again.
We used to be so good at this. Like, we used to have so many good ideas. And then, what the fuck is this now? What is this? Be honest. What is this?
This is the peak of the program, my man.
Speaking of peak, let's start at the top.
Okay.
Oh. Let's read a book.
Oh, I thought you were going to scream bloody murder into your microphone. I was going to...
What's the book called?
The book is called The Sinkhole City Season 4 Finale, Volume 1, Let Justice Be Dumb? All right, next. Judge Gentle rings his bell. The next man due to be sentenced steps forward.
Aren't you supposed to bang your gavel rather than ring a bell?
The judge starts grinning and nodding. He looks off to the side where no one is actually standing. You hear that? You hear this guy? Someone hasn't heard the news.
The news?
Look, sir, I've got good news and I've got bad news. Which do you want first?
Brad news?
History repeats itself. After Brad Pitt continues to step out donning a signet ring, the symbolic bauble is making a comeback with men everywhere.
And the good news?
You got the cool judge, my man.
Excuse me?
Look, man, there's a reason your lawyer chose this exact minute to go get lunch.
Yeah, that did seem kind of unprofessional.
She knew she didn't need to be here, because you got me, the cool judge. You see, I'm not like other judges. I'm a cool judge. So it doesn't matter what sort of abhorrent crimes you may have committed, Mr. What's your name again? Sorry?
Ready, sir.
Go?
As in, I'm free to?
Not quite yet, slugger, but faster than if you got grouchy old Judge Justice. You know, I heard that guy gave someone 15 years the other day. Just for driving their sedan into a Wendy's. What am I missing here? It's called a drive-in, ain't it? Anyway, what did you do?
I stalked and killed 14 celebrities.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mention that, that does... Judge Gentle rifles through his papers. That does ring a bell. Judge Gentle rings his bell. Wow! Sorry, that was completely involuntary. Anyway, yeah, they called you the Boulevard Butch...
Butcher? You fucking
wait,
idiot.
Yeah,
this is our hold on, wait, this is our
butcher?
Hold on, this is our fucking basement yard shoe-in. We can get this live on TikTok. You fucking called it butcher?
No.
As butcher, I mean?
No,
idiot,
I think you
dumbass.
Misheard me. You said
I bet you freaking
did you
think
say butcher? Did you say butcher accidentally when you meant to say butcher?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I fucked it up. This is going on TikTok.
Why was that? Are you the famous butcher or something? On top of all the killings?
No. It was because of the, because I was.
Oh, okay, I follow you. It was because you butchered 14 celebrities, hacked them to pieces, if I recall. That's why they called you the Boulevard Butcher.
Yeah, and I got away with it, too. For quite some time, I got away with it. Tell you the truth, I thought I'd put it behind me. Practically retconned the bish, if you understand.
So what happened, big guy? You seem like a guy who, and I mean no offense here, would know how to cover up 14 murders without breaking a sweat.
I take offense to that.
I'm sorry.
I recently got a new gig giving tours of the Hollywood Sinkhole.
Oh, the Hollywood Sinkhole! From like 20 episodes ago. Quite the thriving little district. It's its own city now, if I'm not mistaken. Has its own mayor and everything.
The mayor was actually on my tour when it all went down, funnily enough.
No shit. Tell me about it, man. I'm hooked.
Well, I was pointing out the sights in the sinkhole, fully clothed, and I suddenly noticed some new sights, which is always exciting. They looked like skeletons, 14 of them, all in a row. Clearly they'd been buried there not too long ago. So I'm pointing them out, and I'm saying, oh look, 14 skeletons, all in a row. I wonder how they got there. And I'm so excited to have made this discovery, I want everyone to get a look. And it's not until the cops are at my door that I realize I buried those bodies. Those were my victims.
Oh, what a twist. God, that came out of nowhere.
Anyway, now I'm here.
That you are. And I like that you decided to wear nothing at all for your sentencing, by the way. Birthday suits you.
Thank you. I just sort of figured, why not?
Perfect. I love that. I absolutely adore that and you. But I do have to sentence you now, so buckle up. Ready, Set, takes a deep breath.
I'm ready. I've done some horrible things and I'm ready to pay.
I do just have one clarifying question first, though.
Anything.
Did you eat any of these victims?
No, Your Honor.
Are you sure?
Not one bite, Your Honor.
You never had a sneaky little nibble?
No sneaky little nibbles were had, Your Honor.
All right, well, I believe you. Tell me, Ready, Set, do you play the drums? You look like you play the drums.
Never, Your Honor.
Ouch! That will affect your sentencing.
Damn, Your Honor.
All right, so taking everything into account, Ready, Set, for stalking and butchering 14 celebrities, I sentence you to 1 week in prison.
That sucks.
What's that?
It's the Super Bowl this weekend, Your Honor. If I'm in prison for a week, I'll miss the Super Bowl. Can't you do anything?
Well, how much do you pay attention when you watch the Super Bowl? And be honest.
I pay attention to the Super Bowl the normal amount, Your Honor, which is barely, but it's a nice day to eat dips.
All right. That's some great Super Bowl-based humor there, lad. Really timeless. All right, you son of a bitch. You drive a hard bargain, but deal. I sentence you to 6 days in prison.
I accept.
It's not a case of accepting. I'm giving a prison sentence.
All right, cool.
Okay, bye. Ready, Set is led away in handcuffs, wondering which dips he's going to have at a Super Bowl party. Judge, why would I laugh at that? Judge Gentle leans back in his chair, sighing with content. The end of another great day at work as the coolest judge in Los Angeles. He returns to his chambers, because that's a thing in courthouses, right? To his surprise, sitting before his desk is none other than the just recently mentioned mayor of Sinkhole City. Oh, Mayor Crook!
Nice to finally meet you, Judge Gentle. I've heard all about you and your kind heart.
Who told you about my kind heart? I've never told anyone about that. Mayor Crook stands to shake Judge Gentle's hand.
Oh, I have my sources.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Mayor.
Please, call me Crook.
Crook.
The fuck did you just call me?
Crook.
Oh, my name. Sorry, I'm a little sensitive about that because my name is Crook. It sounds like crook, you know, the word.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. That's silly.
It's damning.
So, is this about the Ready, Set case? He'll be ruining the day he ever chopped up 14 celebrities right about now. Naughty.
Actually, it's about one of tomorrow's sentencings. Anna Brisk.
Oh, Anna Brisk.
Do I need to remind you who I'm referring to?
No. Her sentencing is tomorrow. You think I need reminding about a case I have tomorrow?
Right, so she sold meth to children.
Oh, that Anna Brisk. Naughty.
Stop. Stop it.
Look, Judge, I know you're sort of famous around these parts for being the cool judge.
Gosh, is that what people are saying? Shucks.
You said that about yourself earlier. And I know you tend to hand out lighter sentences than most, but,
Mayor Crook takes a step closer to Judge Gentle. Oh my god, are you gonna kiss me?
He's so excited. He's so excited to finally be kissed in the courtroom.
His dream. Oh my god, are you gonna kiss me?
This Anna Brisk case. I'm gonna need you to go a little harder on her than you've been on most, okay?
I'm not quite sure on the ethics on that one, Mayor Crook.
Look, I'm not talking months. Hell, you can go as low as a week for all I care. But just longer than 3 days, alright?
Isn't that the election in 3 days?
That's completely unrelated, probably.
I'll think about it.
I'm gonna need you to think about it hard and long, Judge.
That's needlessly suggestive.
You can take as long as you need to come to your decision, but...
The mayor gets in even closer. So close that Judge Gentle genuinely considers kissing him for a second, just to relieve the tension.
I trust you'll do the right thing.
And with that, the mayor leaves. Judge Danto breathes out for the first time, since considering kissing Mayor Crook right on his soft lips. Nailed that, Reed. He's got a decision to make. The next day, Judge Danto peers down at Anna Brisk. So, you're a right bastard, huh?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
A right cunt is all. I mean, selling meth to kids? What's next? Selling meth? What's next? Selling meth to adults? Tell you what, you'll be lucky to not get the chair. Anna Brisk turns to her lawyer.
Is this how these usually go?
The lawyer, sitting with his feet on the table and wearing expansive sunglasses, shrugs. I've seen this dude give actual cannibals less than a month, Anna. One time someone was literally eating a person during the sentencing.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, the fridge was busted, to be fair. Waste not, want not. They got 3 weeks. Judge Danto bangs his gavel, and the lawyer lowers his sunglasses. Anna notices and leans towards him.
What?
Usually rings the bell, but I'm sure it's nothing. You know what? I bet you liked it, selling meth to kids. I bet there was something in it for you. Money. I bet it was money. Anna looks to her lawyer. He shrugs.
Yeah. Yes, it was money.
Wow! Someone calls Sisyphus because the truth boulder is rolling down the hill at great pace, and it's headed for the orphanage.
Very clunky, Your Honor. But I didn't know they were kids. They said they were 19. One of them was wearing a fake beard. It was very convincing.
And did you eat these children?
Really? Really want someone to eat them, right?
I would just prefer it if they did.
God, no.
You disgust me. The lawyer drops his feet from the table and takes off his sunglasses.
Hey, gentle. The fuck's the deal here, man? You gave the Boulevard Butcher the Super Bowl and my client can't catch a break.
Judge Danto sighs. Suddenly, through the door of the entrance of the courtroom, he can see Mayor Crook glaring in at him. He gulps theatrically. The lawyer is tapping his foot.
So what's it gonna be, pussy?
Ah, shit. Well, okay. Anna Brisk, I sentence you to... Again, he catches the mayor's eye. So he looks away, back at Anna Brisk. As Anna peers up at him with her big puppy eyes, Judge Danto gets to wondering whether puppies ever make human eyes, and if they do, why no one calls it that. Then he gets to thinking what his father would do. 3 days. I sentence you to 3 days. The lawyer sighs with relief. He nudges Anna.
See what I tell you.
When Judge Danto looks back at the door, Mayor Crook is gone. 3 days later, Judge Danto is driving home and listening to his favorite album, Farm Animal Sounds. It's turned all the way up, which is why he doesn't hear the van approaching until it's rammed him off the road. In a vast, nondescript desert, Judge Danto hits the sand, and the bag is ripped from his head. Bound at the wrists, he peers down at a freshly dug grave. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. What is this? Who sent you? Was it the mob? The mafia? The Mormons? Lalo? God, it was the Mormons, wasn't it? They always threatened to do this. Every time they came to my door, they threatened to kill me in the desert. Someone out of sight clears their throat. The mystery man turns Judge Danto over, so they're facing each other. He doesn't recognize him, but he does recognize Mayor Crook, who has just stepped into view from near the van.
I asked you for one favor, gentle.
Mayor?
Former mayor.
Oh, of course. I was sorry to hear about that, by the way.
Sorry to hear.
Mayor Crook struts over to Judge Danto and kicks him in the face.
Sorry to hear. You're the only reason I lost.
Firstly, ow. Secondly, how?
Anna Brisk, I told you to give her a sentence longer than 3 days. She's been very vocal about her dislike of me, and I knew I wasn't going to get her vote.
So you thought that if she wasn't able to vote on account of being in jail, you would win the election? How could you have been sure that would work?
Well, I'm not mayor of L.A. I'm mayor of a sinkhole. There's 8 residents total.
That can't be true. There's so many people in that fucking city.
Yeah, 8. Can you believe it? Oh, I guess it would be pretty easy to keep tabs on who's voting for who.
Right? But you fucked me. And now I've lost everything.
Everything?
I was a mayor.
Yeah, but of a sinkhole. Former Mayor Crook kicks him again. So you're gonna kill me? The man behind Crook raises his gun.
Nope, too early.
The man behind him lowers his gun.
Yes, gentle, I'm gonna kill you, and I hope...
The man raises his gun.
Still too fucking early, right? Are you kidding me?
I don't understand why I can't just keep the gun up for a while.
Because I still have shit to say. What if your arm gets tired? Do you realize how embarrassing that would be for everyone?
Why do you even care? He's about to be dead.
So you're actually gonna kill me?
Yes, we're gonna fucking kill you. What gave it away?
I'm really bad at doing those. The man lowers his gun. Crook gestures at him. Oh. Crook gestures at him incredulously.
My arm got tired.
I swear to fucking God, Whip.
You wanna tell him? Hey! You wanna...
Wait, that's Mickey Mouse.
You wanna tell... You wanna not tell him my name, maybe?
You're not even wearing a mask.
Yeah, I get stuffy.
Wouldn't it have made more sense just to kill Anna Brisk so she couldn't vote? The man with the gun shakes his head.
I don't murder women.
He nods his head firmly. Are you... Huh?
Honorable.
Oh. Are you... Were you proud?
Yeah.
You're gonna kill me, a judge, and you're proud?
Wait, judge? Holy shit, are you the judge, gentle?
Jesus, man, didn't you read my brief?
I don't really consider it actually reading if it's not an audiobook.
The opposite is true.
Oh, wow. Gatekeep much? Anyway, I read Not a Woman at the top and I was good to go.
Unbelievable.
Wait, I remember you. You assassinated 8 diplomats, right?
Yeah, and for good reason. Fun. But you only gave me 3 months in jail for it. You really saved my ass, man.
So, what? You're not gonna kill him?
Oh, never think about it.
Motherfucker, I paid you to kill him.
This is quite the dilemma. I've never hesitated to kill him problem, before. If you will. Sorry, you activated my singing word. This is quite a dilemma. I've never hesitated to kill a man before. I guess my arc is complete.
What the fuck are you talking about, arc? Shoot him. Shoot the judge.
Please don't do that.
Shoot the judge.
I'm not gonna shoot the judge.
Don't shoot the judge.
Oh, and shoot the judge, don't shoot the judge. I can barely hear myself wink.
Can you normally hear yourself wink? Whip winks. It's very loud. Huh.
I can't do this. Former Mayor Crook, I'm sorry, okay?
Whip pistol holsters his gun and sprints to the van. Crook gives chase, but before he's caught up, Whip is speeding away. Crook kicks up sand in frustration. It blows into his bare eyes, temporarily blinding him.
Fuck! God damn it!
I still don't really get why you wanted me dead.
You took everything from me. I have nothing because of you. What, I'm not allowed one petty little execution?
No, typically no, in a legal sense.
Well, we're 4 days out in the goddamn desert, big guy. So what the fuck now?
As the van recedes into the horizon, Crook leans down to untie Judge Gentle. The judge gets up, brushing himself off. So this is like a no hard feelings kind of thing? Because I'm perfectly okay with that.
Really? I paid a man to kill you in the desert.
Hey, if I wasn't well aware that sometimes people make mistakes, I wouldn't be a very good judge.
Still though, I haven't even apologized.
I think I'd accept an apology.
Okay. Nah, you know what? I just don't think I'm ready yet.
I understand. They begin their long walk back to civilization as the pitch black desert night grows cold. For 2 hours, they don't say a word. Eventually, Crook breaks the silence.
All right, look. I guess I'm sorry if my decision to pay someone to kill you was taken the wrong way.
Uh-huh. And that's as heartfelt an apology as I'm going to get tonight?
Yep.
Then I guess I'll have to take that.
Sorry, I just read the next part.
Have you ever had a dad?
Ever?
Yeah.
I have a dad. I don't talk about him much, though. I don't even know where he is now. He's notoriously an ass. I try to pretend he doesn't exist.
So you try to pretend you don't exist? You know, butterfly effect and all.
You're overthinking it. Why'd you ask about my dad?
Alright.
Well, it's become clear after years of therapy that I am who I am because of my dad. And I think that's true for a lot of people. I was always desperate to impress him, so much so that I became a mayor on a total whim. But even with an accolade of such prestige...
Mayor of a sinkhole.
Even though I was such a big shot, he never gave me nothing. Not a pat on the back, nothing. That dude doesn't give a shit about me, and yet he made me. So I see a guy like you, whose whole persona is being the cool judge, and who hands out 6-day sentences to serial killers, and I think, who the fuck is that guy's dad? And it's just like I suspected. He's an asshole. That's why you do what you do. You're overcompensating. You are nothing like your father, and yet, he made you. Sorry, did I cross a line?
Did you get that from a book?
What?
Everything you just said in that exact order, that's exactly what my therapist told me about, albeit with some details swapped out. That last part was verbatim. And now I'm worried that my very pricey therapist just got out of a therapy book and that you did too.
Yeah, you're spot on.
Fuck. What's the book?
You don't want to know.
Tell me what the book is, man.
Therapy for Dummies.
Of course.
But, you know, you don't actually have to be a dummy to read those books. I learned that way too late. They're actually quite informative.
I don't think that could be true. I guess it doesn't matter where you read it. In my case, it's true. I thought about giving Anna breast more than 3 days. Really, I did. I don't know why I did that.
No, I like it. Yeah, that's good. That was good.
But then I thought about what my father would have done, and I did the opposite.
Guess we should stop letting our dads control our lives, huh? The other day, I imagined my dad seeing that I'd lost the election on the news and just turning off the TV and sighing. That's why I almost had killed you tonight, because I imagined him sighing.
I guess I could start giving out sentences that more fit the crime. You know, maybe a month for a murder rather than a day.
Years. You should be giving years for a murder.
Really? Huh. I really messed out on a law and never went to judge school.
How did you become a judge?
Well, I was going to do a 7-year post-grad, but they let me skip it.
They let you skip it?
Yeah, I was overachieving in my undergrad on the days I showed up, so they let me skip the post.
They let you skip a 7-year post-grad? Like a kid at school might skip a grade?
Yeah.
And you didn't bribe anyone?
Only with my eyes. I should find my dad.
I should tell my dad to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yep, that's how I'll say it.
Fuck off, I don't believe it, he's coming back. Crook squints into the distance. Sure enough, the van is returning at speed. He's coming back to save us. In a few minutes, the van pulls up. Crook and Gentle approach their savior with shivering sighs of relief. The door opens and Whip Pistol emerges. I can't believe you came back. Thank you, sir. Before you ask, don't worry, this is a no hard feelings type situation. I got thinking, you know, about my morals.
What did you conclude? That leaving two men to die basically equals leaving one woman to die?
Rip looks at Crook with an expression unreadable in the low light. Not exactly. Rip takes out his pistol and aims it at Judge Gentle's head. Before either man can react, he pulls the trigger, and then Gentle's in the sand.
What the fuck? Why did you do that? I'd bonded with that guy.
Webb leans down to rifle through Judge Gentle's pockets. You paid me for the job.
What sort of man would I have been if I didn't follow through? No man. No man at all.
That was your fucking moral revelation? That if someone pays you to do a job, you have to do it?
Precisely.
What about, I don't know, not killing?
Web shrugs. I'm getting mixed signals here. You paid me to kill him. But now it's starting to feel like you didn't want me to kill him.
I changed my mind. People change their minds.
In like 20 minutes.
It's been hours.
It's been 20 minutes.
Shit. Really? It felt like hours.
We're barely even that far out in the desert. About a mile over that hill, there's a Denny's.
Crick peers over the hill. There is a Denny's there.
Huh.
He looks down at his phone, but there's no reception, so he begins a short walk to Denny's.
Where are you going?
To call the police. Judge Gentle was a good man. We can't just leave him to rot in the desert.
If they found out the role you played in this, you'll get years in prison. Well, unless you get...
Whip looks down at the body of Judge Gentle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about the repercussions. This is the right thing to do. God, I bet that'd disappoint my dad, huh? Finding out his own son is in jail. Bet you'd keep the TV on for that, huh, Dad?
Are you aware that I'm not your father?
Crick keeps walking. Whip catches up to him and taps him with his pistol.
No.
No?
I can't let you call the police, obviously.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do? Shoot me, a former mayor, like you just shot a judge? Oh, I guess you would totally do that, huh? Well then, shit, I guess we gotta bury a judge.
They heave the body into the van and drive a short drive to where Whip dug the grave. Crick takes the legs, Whip takes the arms, and they throw Judge Gentle's body into the hole. Whip retrieves the shovel from the van and gets to filling in the hole. 50 minutes later, Gentle's body lies beneath a mound of sand. Whip drops another load on, and Gentle groans. Crick and Whip jump, obviously.
Did he just...
No, I shot him in the head. It's probably just the house settling.
I think you're thinking of houses.
No, I'm pretty sure.
A hand emerges from the sand. Crick and Whip scream, "What the fuck?" Next, with some effort, the head emerges. Judge Gentle shakes sand from his face. He blinks and raises his hand to his forehead, grazing the spot where the bullet entered his skull. Was a bullet in my head before?
What the fuck?
God, I can't believe this. You shot me in the head, and I'm alive. He heaves himself out of the grave, pacing the desert floor excitedly. Crick and Whip stare at each other. You guys know what this means, right?
Oh, sorry for shooting you.
Ah, didn't you hear? No hard feelings.
Well, then, what does this mean?
Gentle scoffs like it's the most obvious thing in the world and has been set up in this story more than it actually has. I told you about my dad, right? I tried to pretend he didn't exist, but it wasn't always like that. I used to be obsessed with the guy. I'd be on all the online forums, the ones exclusively for discussing how awful he was, and sometimes people talked about rumors.
Rumors?
Rumors, and I always thought they were just a bunch of lunatics, you know, conspiracy theorists. I mean, it doesn't matter how rich and famous you are, no one could be immortal.
You know, there's actually a Denny's not too far from here. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, some pancakes maybe, perhaps.
Now I realize, it was all true. He is mortal. And I guess that's just genetic, because you blew my fucking brains out, and here I am fucking talking about it.
So, what do we do? What's next with this? Because I could also go for some pancakes.
What's next? I have to find him. I have to find my dad. He has to know. It doesn't matter how much of an asshole he is or how many thousands of small businesses he's mercenarily driven out. Mercenarily? I wasn't even trying. He has to know. It doesn't matter how much of an asshole he is or how many thousands of small businesses he's mercilessly driven out of business. What a good sentence. I have to find him.
Thousands of small businesses? Who the hell is your dad?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Former Mayor Crook shakes his head. Whip Pistol salivates, wondering if he's imagining the smell of those distant pancakes. Mm-mm-mm. He's the former CEO of Bad Two Worse Industries.
Holy shit. That means your dad is...
Yeah. My dad is Jerry Tuntbunt.
Holy shit, We read that guy's book like years ago.
Oh my.
Remember that guy? Jerry Tugboat?
Who?
And I think in that first episode, or in that first book we read, he like his name was definitely not that. And then we sort of it was confusing.
We did an entire sort of 2-parter/4-parter where there was like a multiverse thing, and then retconned it. And if you ask me to write down the entire sort of plot thread of all those episodes, I could do it so easy, man.
Yeah, all right. So next time we come back to read another book, you'll have that ready?
Yep. I'll do my homework, and I'll sit, and I'll try and remember that I wrote.
Yeah, I'll put that in my notes that you're going to have a full breakdown of what's happened in the past three seasons?
You have notes?
What season are we on? Yeah.
You've been taking notes just of our conversations?
Yeah, I usually take notes when you say that you're going to do something, because I want to sort of keep you accountable.
Okay. So you just have a notepad.
All right, this season four. Yeah. Give me a second.
Season five.
You know, but like season, like up to season four is when he'll give a whole.
Okay, yeah. I just see everything that's happened. Yeah. Say an episode number and I'll tell you what the script was about.
All right, episode 13.
Well, that was the season one finale. So it was the
Polar Distress part one, yeah.
No.
Was it not?
No. It was the one with the meteor and the aliens and Bigfoot.
That can't be your fucking right. Yeah, episode 13. Hold on a second. Let me just look this up. So what did I say, episode 13? Season one finale with House Society, Rufus, and Barb Buell. Yeah.
And you, and then
that guests. Was when you sort of like had a little breakdown and I sort of kicked you out. I sort of kicked you out of the group.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we've moved on from that.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Huh?
Nothing, man. You'll have that ready, right? You'll have that ready, the full
season one through four breakdown. Yeah. You full took recap, a note physically, brother. And I'm going to take a note in my noggin.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure that you do it. I'm going to make sure that you do it.
All right, and I will do it. Even if I don't sit down and take any notes or anything, I will just do it off the top of my head.
Yeah, off the dome, off
the
roof.
I could do it right now.
We've been going for...
All right, so episode one. Plane.
No, it's all right. No, you episode don't do two. It. Episode two. No, that's going to be for the next episode. Stop. Nope, no more.
I just say plane for every episode.
So, yeah. I'm excited for the end.
You're excited for the end?
Yeah.
I just really hope there's a rat.
Not the end of the season.
A giant rat mafia boss.
Not the end of the season.
Not the end of the season?
I'm excited for the end.
The end? Of what?
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody. What was that foreboding shit you were talking about before?
What was that foreboding? Yeah, like foreshadowing type thing.
I know you wanted to end on a foreboding note.
Like, what was the... foreshadowing
just
kind
real
of shit?
Quick, I know you wanted the for effect you were saying that shit right at the end, but just for clarity, can we circle back and just talk about what you...
No, sure. About? Yeah, it actually... It wasn't supposed to be foreshadowing at first. I kind of just wanted to make a joke about me wanting to kill myself. But yeah, now it sort of turned into like the foreshadowing part.
Oh no.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week. Find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.